Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, we're back into the dog days of summer. What we'd expect for the first week of August, hot, humid, and some afternoon storms. Today, we start out with the sunshine. First, isolated storms pop up between about 1 and 3 p.m., but the majority between 3 and 7 p.m., and a few that may last right up to sunset, especially from about I-95 to the beaches. And where the storms occur, some very heavy downpours and frequent lightning. Many spots, or at least some, will receive more rain in a single afternoon this week than they received all out of Isaias during the last couple of days. It doesn't take long, of course, with one of these storms with the tropical moisture to dump a lot of rain, and that's the kind of situation we'll be looking at all week long. And while it won't rain every single day everywhere, if you add it all up between now and Friday, there'll be enough thunderstorm activity each afternoon to get everybody at least some more rain, and in some cases, a good deal of rain. Storms will be generally moving today to the east at about 15 to 20 miles per hour, and some of them will make it all the way to the beaches, so keep an eye to the sky. And speaking of the beaches, conditions are calming down now that Isaias is moving away. We're seeing still, though, a rip current risk to some degree. Be extra careful, though, because there's a lot of canyons, so to speak, that have been eroded away on the beaches. There's washout areas from all the wave action of the last couple of days. So use some extra care, but seasoned surf certainly calming down now. In fact, a wind out of the west offshore for the majority of today will allow temperatures at the beaches to get to at least 90 before any storms move in or cloud cover. So it's going to be hot, and water temperatures are generally in the mid-80s. We'll continue this pattern then the rest of the week right on through Friday to start the weekend. Partly sunny skies in the morning, scattered afternoon storms that will be very heavy at times. And in spots in the tropics, Isaias went hurricane again. No real surprise. Monday evening, upon approach to the Carolinas, came ashore late evening near Myrtle Beach and is continuing to move north-northeast. We're generally a little bit inland of the coast. It'll move across Chesapeake Bay this afternoon in Washington, D.C., not too far, a little bit east-southeast of Washington, D.C., near and to the immediate west of Long Island. So New York City gets in on some heavy rain and storms tonight and localized flooding. And then on into western New England, it'll finally dissipate over southeastern Canada by mid to late week. But long track system moving pretty fast now, and obviously no impacts any longer on Jacksonville and northeastern Florida in what ended up being a storm that was far enough offshore so that we didn't even receive much in the way of rainfall. Now, we did get some wraparound bands during the day yesterday, but amounts were pretty minor, generally on the order of a quarter to a half inch. If you take a two-day total, there are some spots that did manage an inch of rain, especially from I-95 to the beaches, but not anything real widespread and obviously not anything real substantial. So we didn't get any damage, which for the most part, which was what was expected too, outside of the beach erosion, of course, and the rip current risk and keeping the lifeguards very busy. So Isaias, pretty much in the history books, or at least will be very soon, certainly is as far as we're concerned here locally. The next couple of days, we'll be tracking a system over the central Atlantic that has some potential to develop, but it looks like that stays out over the Atlantic. And then we go generally quiet into the early part of next week for the most part, the way it looks in the tropics. We may have to watch the southern Gulf of Mexico and northwestern Caribbean next week. It seems as though anything that would develop there would head west-northwest bound, though. So with any luck, at least the southeastern U.S. and Florida will go into sort of a quiet mode for a little while. Always more in Talking the Tropics with Mike at ActionNewsJax.com and WOKV.com. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.